Chapter 24, A Bible-Centered Ministry. 2 weeks of public evangelism at Nîmes, France. In the 2 weeks Ellen White spent at Nîmes, France, she presented 12 consecutive messages to the little company of believers there and the general public who were invited to attend. 10 of these sermons sketched in longhand are extant today. Some of these were preached in afternoon meetings, others in the evening. Bible in hand, Mrs. White would read her selected text and then elaborate upon the truth of the word. Like an evangelist, she presented a Christ-centered message. The titles of her sermons and the texts from which she preached follow. Sabbath, October 16th, If Thou Wilt Enter Into Life, Sunday, October 17th, Come Unto Me, Monday, October 18th, Walk in the Light, Wednesday, October 20th, The Ladder to Heaven, Thursday, October 21st, Search the Scriptures, Friday, October 22nd, The Cross Before the Crown, Sabbath, October 23rd, God's Law, the Standard of Character. Sunday, October 24th, The Hope Set Before Us, Sabbath, October 30th, Two Standards, Sunday, October 31st, Gaining a Fitness for Heaven. While all the addresses were Bible-based, it was in her presentation Search the Scriptures, given Thursday afternoon, October 21st, that she led her hearers to appreciate and revere the Bible as the Word of the Living God. Our text tells us, she said, that we have something sure, and that is the Scriptures that are revealed to us, and this is the voice of God that is speaking to us. In the pious Protestant home of her childhood, her godly parents, Robert and Eunice Harmon, taught her and the other 7 children to have faith in the Holy Scriptures as the voice of God speaking to them. There was never any doubt throughout her lifetime about the inspiration of the Word of God, as she later wrote. In the Word of God the mind finds subject for the deepest thought, the loftiest aspiration. Here we may hold communion with patriarchs and prophets, and listen to the voice of the Eternal as He speaks with men. It was true of this diminutive woman from the United States as it was of young Timothy that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. While she was endowed with the gift of prophecy, she consistently directed her listeners to the messages of the prophets and apostles of old. This was her practice throughout her lifetime. After presenting her early experiences and many of her early visions in her first book of only 64 pages, she wrote, "I recommend to you, dear reader, the Word of God as the rule of your faith and practice. By that word we are to be judged. God has, in that word, promised to give visions in the last day as, not for a new rule of faith, but for the comfort of His people, and to correct those who err from Bible truth." Thus God dealt with Peter when He was about to send him to preach to the Gentiles. Christian Experience and Views, p. 64. The Need for Bible Study. Mrs. White's sermon that autumn day at Nîmes concentrated upon the need for Bible study and personal, prayerful investigation of the Scriptures. Her text was, here are some of the thoughts she expressed on that occasion. We see and feel the importance of each having an understanding of the Scriptures. There may be those who will tell us of the things contained in the Word of God, but that will not meet the requirements. We must search the Scriptures for ourselves. There are special points that we must understand pertaining to our own time. We are living in an age of error and heresy on every hand. Christ has told us that there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, who shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. These teachers spoken of by Christ will come in sheep's clothing, and will delude the people with their heresies, and this we shall see more and more as we draw nearer the end. Consequently, it is of the greatest necessity that we search the Scriptures for ourselves, and learn their contents. Our text tells us that we have something sure, and that is the Scriptures that are revealed to us, and this is the voice of God that is speaking to us. One may come and say that he has truth, and such teachers will multiply, but we must not take their word in the matter. We must go directly to the Word. Feelings should not be our guide. The plain declaration of the Word is what is required. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Back to the Bible. One must understand Mrs. White's veneration for the Word of God in order to grasp the character of her prophetic mission. The false prophet, by his testimony, makes of none effect the work of former prophets. The true prophet always brings the people back to the established, time-honored Word of God. Relevant to this understanding is the following passage. I took the precious Bible and surrounded it with the several testimonies for the church, given for the people of God. Here, said I, the cases of nearly all are met. The sins they are to shun are pointed out. The counsel that they desire can be found here, given for other cases situated similarly to themselves. God has been pleased to give you line upon line and precept upon precept. But there are not many of you that really know what is contained in the testimonies. You are not familiar with the scriptures. If you had made God's word your study, with a desire to reach the Bible standard and attain to Christian perfection, you would not have needed the testimonies. It is because you have neglected to acquaint yourselves with God's inspired book that He has sought to reach you by simple, direct testimonies. Purpose of the visions. Every Seventh-day Adventist should understand the purpose of the visions given to God's servant and the testimonies that she wrote. Ellen White indicated that they were given to bring the minds of His people to His Word. Dash. God has through the testimonies simplified the great truths already given. Dash. To call attention to Bible principles for the formation of correct habits of living. Dash. They were not given for a new rule of faith, but for the comfort of His people, and to correct those who err from Bible truth. They were provided to specify man's duty to God and to his fellow man. Also, to encourage the desponding. Read carefully, also Testimony Treasures, Volume 2, pages 270,293. The definition and meaning of Scripture. But Ellen White was more than a champion of Bible truth, more than an advocate or promoter of Bible study and expositor of God's Word. To her was communicated by the Holy Spirit an understanding of Scripture. As the Lord's messenger, she received and bore God's Word to the people, explaining its meaning. Years before, the Savior instructed her, "In your youth I set you apart to bear the message to the erring ones, to carry the Word before unbelievers, and with pen and voice to reprove from the Word actions that are not right. Exhort from the Word. I will make my Word open to you. It shall not be as a strange language." In the true eloquence of simplicity, with voice and pen, the messages that I give shall be heard from one who has never learned in the schools. My Spirit and my power shall be with you. Be not afraid of man, for my shield shall protect you. It is not you that speaketh, it is the Lord that giveth the messages of warning and reproof. Never deviate from the truth under any circumstances. Give the light I shall give you. The messages for these last days shall be written in books, and shall stand immortalized, to testify against those who have once rejoiced in the light, but who have been led to give it up because of the seductive influences of evil. By His Holy Spirit the Lord has enabled me to perform the work which He gave me to do. As the New Testament prophets were given light on the meaning of Old Testament scriptures, so Ellen White received light from God on the correct interpretation of the teachings of the Bible prophets and apostles and further developed the truths taught by them. The testimony of S.N. Haskell. What are some of the unmistakable fruits by which a true prophet may be recognized? Was a question the old pioneer Bible teacher S.N. Haskell would ask his students. He answered his own question as follows. The testimony of every true prophet will agree with the testimony of the prophets of God before him, and it may be a further development of the same truth uttered by them. The words of God are definite and pure, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The words of God are represented as being refined. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, refined, margin. In, we find it spoken of as being very pure, refined, margin. No one can add anything to the revelation we have in the Bible, but every prophet who is inspired will develop the subject, or the words spoken by prophets before him. In our found these words, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In, we have the prophecy concerning Christ, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake, he will magnify the law, and make it honorable. An illustration of the principle of how it is magnified is found in which verses magnify the sixth commandment, while magnify the seventh commandment. It is this principle alone that is a positive proof of inspiration, and any prophet who does not make other scriptures seem broader and more wonderful, does not bear the right kind of fruit. S. N. Haskell, quoted in F. C. Gilbert, Divine Predictions Fulfilled, pages 29-33. Haskell was an associate of Ellen White in labor and had observed carefully the fruitage of her ministry. He testified, "After over 60 years' study of Mrs. White's writings with the Bible, we can truthfully say that we know not of one Bible test of a true prophet but has been most literally fulfilled in her writings and in her character. The Word and the Spirit." 4 years before sailing for Europe, J. N. Andrews wrote in the Review and Herald an article titled Our Use of the Visions of Sister White. He made clear that the work of the Holy Spirit did not cease with the writing of the last book of the Bible, and that the ministry of prophets was not intended to end with Bible times. He also made the point that since the Holy Scriptures describe the Holy Spirit's work in bestowing spiritual gifts upon believers until the end of time, see and, that these texts are a part of Scripture and cannot be ignored by those who oppose the visions of Ellen White. He wrote, "While we do heartily accept the Scriptures as teaching man's whole duty toward God, we do not deny the Holy Spirit that place in the Church which the Scriptures assign to it. Thus, and, which define the gifts of the Spirit of God, cannot really form a part of the rule of life of those who affirm that the Scriptures are so efficient in themselves that the gifts of the Spirit are unnecessary. The object of spiritual gifts is to maintain the living work of God in the Church. They enable the Spirit of God to speak in the correction of wrongs, and in the exposure of iniquity. They are the means whereby God teaches His people when they are in danger of taking wrong steps. They are the means by which the Spirit of God sheds light upon church difficulties, when otherwise their adjustment would be impossible. They also constitute the means whereby God preserves His people from confusion by pointing out errors, by correcting false interpretations of the Scriptures, and causing light to shine out upon that which is in danger of being wrongly understood, and therefore of being the cause of evil and division to the people of God. In short, their work is to unite the people of God in the same mind and in the same judgment upon the meaning of the Scriptures. In the reception of members into our churches, we desire on this subject to know two things, 1. That they believe the Bible doctrine of spiritual gifts, 2. That they will candidly acquaint themselves with the visions of Senior White, which have ever held so prominent place in this work. We believe that every person standing thus and carrying out this purpose will be guided in the way of truth and righteousness. And those who occupy this ground are never denied all the time they desire to decide in this matter. The Review and Herald, February 15, 18. In the light of Andrew's observations, it is easier to see why Seventh-day Adventists regard Mrs. White's writings as an exaltation and definition of the Bible text, but not an addition to or a contradiction of Bible teaching. Mrs. White's inspiration must not be confused with the illumination of the Bible text available to all thinking, praying Christians. See. Inspiration by the Holy Spirit embodies the reception and conveyance of truth, while the illumination suggests an influencing of attitudes and spiritual perception. Ellen White's evangelistic messages at NEEM encouraged implicit obedience to the word of the Lord and to the law of God, much as the words of Mary, the mother of Jesus, encouraged the servants at the marriage feast in Cana to obey the instructions of Christ, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Do whatever he tells you." The preaching of Ellen White led people into an experience in repentance and the saving grace of Christ after the Bible pattern.